And what he wants to share with us, his church. Let's just go through this together. This is wonderful. But whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as one combined loss for Christ's sake. Yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. And this is it. And of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with Him. What wonderful words. And that should be all our heart's desire today. That we want to become more intimate, more acquainted with Him. That we just know, and when He whispers into our heart, we're not saying, "Is that you, Lord? Is that you, Jesus?" We know it's Him. We know it's a revelation to our heart because we know it's His voice. It's knowing, you know, does the Scripture say about the, you know, His own will know His voice? You know, the call. Now, I see the shepherds out here, very similar to, you know, the shepherds we read about in Scripture. The Spanish shepherds are. They're there. They're not driving the sheep. The sheep are following them across the road. They're following them. They're listening to the voice, call of the shepherd. Intimately acquainted with Him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding Him more fully and clearly. So my word today is not a condemning word. It's an encouraging word. Father just wants us to be more intimate with Him. He just wants us to spend time with Him. There is no shortcut. I found that out. There isn't a shortcut. You know, in this shortcut world of microwave meals and fast food and drive-in, in America they have drive-in banks. My son, when he first went to America, thought he was going to McDonald's and actually drove into the drive-in bank. He had a bit of a shock when they never asked him what number he wanted and did he want fries with his meal. They asked him what account number, whatever, to punch his account number into the thing. You know, it's a quick, speedy world we live in, but there, you know, there is no quick way other than spending time with Jesus, to listen to His voice, to understand His voice, to know what He's saying to us. I'll start on my notes now. Don't worry. Are we still reading the headlines? Are we still looking at the pictures? Are we still reading the comic book? Jesus explained to those who were close to Him, those in His boat, those of us that have made a commitment to Him, given our hearts and our lives to Him, He wants us to come close and He wants to just whisper the truths of His word into our hearts. You know, that's where the answers to our problems are. That's where the answers to our situations, our difficulties, that's where the answers to all sorts of situations in our life that we find ourselves into. It's in that intimate place with Father, in that intimate place. And that's what we're going to do Tuesday. We're going to come and we're going to just expect Father to speak. We're going to come believing that He's going to just whisper stuff into our hearts that guide us to pray correctly, that lead us into that place where we can speak the right words, not just God double dutch stuff, whatever, but the right words that are going to set captives free. You know, so often we can be captives ourselves in our own hearts about situations. Christ wants to set us free. He said, if you're free, you're free indeed. You know, we have trouble believing this. Trouble believing that we're free. Intimacy speaks of relationship. And as I said, a disciple is not just one who follows the teachings, but who follows the person. So my encouragement today is to follow the teacher. You know, we've not got Jesus in bodily form now. Yeah, but we've got what He promised. He said, when I go, and I must go, I'll leave you the Comforter. And the Comforter will reveal all of this to you. So we've got to be in that place of hearing from the Comforter. And as I was preparing this, and, you know, I just felt that quite a stern word came into my heart. And I've written it down here. And I say this to me as much as anybody else. We cannot blame anyone else, any circumstances, for our lack of understanding, for our lack of intimacy. That's an act of our will. Often teachers, when I'm teaching about worship, it's an act of our will to worship. and we worship when we don't want to worship, that is the time of breakthrough. That is the place of breakthrough. So when we're in situations that are too big for us to cope with, too big for us to comprehend, too big for us to get our heads around, that is the exact time that we need to be intimate. That is the exact time we need to get before the Lord. That is the exact time to break through, to make a willful decision. I will praise the Lord. Everything else is saying, no, no, no. Why? How can you in these circumstances? Yes, I can. Because He has set me free. See, a lot of us don't really understand, and it took me a long time to understand, that the fact is that when I gave my life to Jesus, that my spirit man, the real Andrew in here, God saved it that day. And he renewed it completely that day. And He takes care of it through all eternity. That I'm His and He is mine. So often we mix this with our soulish, with our minds, with our bodies and all sorts of things. You know, and we can't get our heads around it. And we think, yeah, but you know, my spirit man, the real Andrew, you know, the bit that will be with Him in paradise forever until He gives me a new body, was saved on about March the 14th or 15th, when I was 14 years of age. God did that work in my spirit, and my spirit has been safe with Him ever since. My mind's been all over the place. You know, my soul has been fighting stuff all through the years, but my spirit has been safe with Him. What He does, He never takes back. And you read it in the scripture. In fact, I'm going to read you. I know not everybody's into Andrew Womack, but he talks about this in such a lovely... I can't say the words any better. So I'm going to actually read it out of his book, The New You and the Holy Spirit. It says these words. It says, knowledge unlocks experience. Knowledge from God's word helps you comprehend what took place in your life at salvation. You began an eternal relationship with the most wonderful person in the universe. Knowing and following Him will bring you unspeakable joy. Salvation isn't just going to heaven when you die. God wants you to start experiencing your salvation benefits immediately. This requires knowledge from His word. As you understand and act on that knowledge, you'll experience the benefits of your salvation. Here it says, renew your mind. Your whole outlook will change as you grow in the knowledge of God and His promises. This is called renewing your mind. And then he takes you to Romans 12, 1 and 2, where it talks about this. Being bodies, presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is a reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world. And so often we struggle with this. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. It says here, you must change the way you think to match your born-again spirit. At salvation, your spirit became an entirely new creation. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. That's 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17. It says, your born-again spirit is always in agreement with God. The word will renew your mind to what's already happened in your spirit. Sometimes we don't really realize what's happened in our spirits. It's been totally renewed. Now we have to work on, like Paul was saying, you know, it's like beating my body into submission, because I want to be speaking the truths that I know that God has told me. I want to be, you know, on the same page as He is. You know, and because I just sense in my spirit, you know, because Paul was so sure that his spirit was taken care of, that's been totally renewed, that he could say, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. You know, it's a gain, but I live. And doesn't he talk about the stuff that we struggle with? You know, he says in that one place, you know, the things I want to do, I don't. And the things I don't want to do, I do. And aren't we not like that? So Paul is writing these wonderful words of saying, you know, your spirit is free and you've been set free, but he's still in his mind struggling with stuff day by day. This is why, because he was so sure that his spirit was safe in the hands of Jesus, that he was so sure he could actually take the beatings, take the stonings, all the stuff that happened to him throughout his life. He took all these things. You know, he took them all because he knew that for him to live is Christ and to die is gain. So it was a benefit. It takes away all fear of death, because we know, like, you know, that it's already done. So many of people in the church today are struggling year on year and year on year and year on year, trying to do things to make their salvation work when it's already been done. Jesus did it on the cross. Our spirit has been renewed and set free. All we have to do is to bring our thinking into line with what God's truth is. And that's faith. That's believing. That's standing in faith through the difficulties. And that's why Paul could do it. That's why Paul could handle all of this stuff, because he knew that his Redeemer lived and lived in his spirit, and he had the mind of Christ. Christ's mind was in his heart, as it were. But we so often get soul and spirit muddled up, you know, and we try and put things right. We've made a mess. We've messed things up. Oh, God could never forgive me. You know, that's wrong thinking. God has forgiven you. God has renewed your spirit. You know, and we've got to realize that. And are we not surprised that's what the devil is going to just get at us with? You know, he can't touch our spirit. It's safe in the Father's hands. Our innermost being, the main bit of me, is safe in his hands. But the devil is going to attack every bit of me that he can. He's going to put stuff in here, tell me I can't do it, tell me I'm not able to do it, tell me I'm this, tell me I'm that, tell me I've messed up again. You know, that's not God. It's not God sort of just coming down and condemning you and saying, well, yeah, there you again, you got it wrong again. No, that's not him. He sees us through his Son, and what his Son purchased us through us on the cross. It's the enemy that's reminding you of these things. He can do nothing to our spirit, which is safe in Father's hands, but he can attack our bodies, and he can attack our thinking and our minds, and he does. Because it's the only way he has in it. It's him that says you can't do it. It's him that says you messed up again. It's him that says you're a waste of time. It's him that says you'll never get into reading this Bible thing. It's him that says it's rubbish. It's him that says the church is dying. It's him that says all of these things to put you off. But in reality, you know, that is total garbage. As we read about, as Paul said there, I count it all as dung, he says in one part. It is total rubbish, because my life is in Christ. That is my hope. That is my future. That is my destiny. I am destined for heaven. You know, don't be fooled. Don't let the devil say that you're not, because you are. Because the moment we commit our lives to him, something changes. And we can't see it, and we can't touch it, we can't feel it, and because we can't do those things, our fleshly part of us says, I'm not saved, I've messed up, oh wow, God must hate me. No, he doesn't hate you. He loves you with a love that is everlasting. He loves you with a love that is tender and beautiful and pure and wonderful. Let me read this. Karen, read this bit here. It says, don't allow worldly pressure to squeeze you into its ungodly mold by failing to renew your mind. Instead, be transformed by the knowledge of God, and your life will increasingly reflect Jesus Christ. This is the lovely bit here. Some people don't understand the spiritual nature of the radical change that occurred when they committed their lives to Christ. For example, many individuals received Jesus in jail because they're desperate for a change. Waking up the next morning, they find themselves in the same cell, wearing the same clothes, eating the same food. They don't feel any different, and their circumstances haven't changed. Discouraged by this lack of immediate outward transformation, they incorrectly conclude that nothing really happened at all. Because of this, many never go on to renew their minds and enjoy the benefits of their salvation. Your body and soul, mind, will, and emotions didn't change at salvation the way your spirit did. If you were fat before you were born again, you'll be fat afterwards. If you were bad at mathematics before you got saved, you'll stay bad at mathematics until you increase in learning. Your mind isn't instantly changed. It's your spirit that's been made new. Since you can't touch your spirit or see your spirit, God's word is the only way you know for sure what really happened within you. This is words from John 6:63. It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Faith is simply trusting in what the word says happened to your spirit more than you see in the natural. Isn't that so right? Yeah, because we can't see it, because we can't see the new me, we say it didn't really happen. Oh, then the doubts come in and the fears come in. This lovely last bit here. When I accepted the Lord as an 8-year-old, I experienced all I experienced was an outward knowing, a nagging fear of hell left. But other than that, nothing felt different to me. There were no bells, no whistles, no fireworks. I had to believe God's word that my salvation was true. As I renewed my mind, I increasingly partook of his divine nature and enjoyed living in his promises. Feelings change, but the truth doesn't. If you genuinely committed your life to the Lord, the truth is that he will always honor your commitment. He'll never deny, leave or forsake you. That's Matthew 10:32 and Hebrews 13:5. Your relationship with God is secure. Whether you felt anything or not, radical change took place in your spirit. And now you're a brand new person. Trust in that God's word is true. You'll experience your salvation more as you renew your mind. When you think according to the flesh, i.e. what your five senses tell you, and give in to negative external influences, you won't be able to enjoy God's benefits. However, as you trust the truth of God's word, keeping your mind on the Lord, thinking in line with your born-again spirit, you'll experience God's love, joy, peace, etc. Galatians 5:23. The choice is yours. Begin renewing your mind today. And I just want to share with you this morning, it's never too late to start renewing your mind. I don't care how many years you've known Jesus, how many years you've walked down that road, today can be a new start to you. Today can be the day that you can renew your mind. Start renewing your mind. Start thinking about him. Start not believing the lies that we hear. What you've got to do is turn on the television, turn on the radio, read the papers. Read the Costa Galita Chronicle, even. You know, and you'll get there, there's a lot of negative stuff. A lot of negative things. You know, and we can take those in. I remember once speaking on the fact is that our ear can be the eye to our heart. You know, we hear a lot through here, you know, and we need to filter it through. The fact is that we're born again of God. Our spirit has been renewed. We don't have to receive the rubbish. We don't have to accept all the stuff that's wrong thinking. You know, when we mess up so often, we go downhill so fast. We give in to the devil. We give in to him and we say, okay, alright, I've missed the mark. You know, God can't love me anymore. Absolute rubbish. You know, this is completely wrong thinking. As I said, why should we wonder? But it's always the doubting part of us, our minds that get attacked by the enemy. Yeah, we get sickness and stuff comes upon us and things. You know, and then suddenly we start to doubt, you know, well, was my faith real? Jesus, I believed in you, but why is this happening in my life? And suddenly all these things flood in, and before we know it, we're on a downward spiral. You know, and some people, I've known people personally who've basically gone so downhill in their spiral that, you know, and they do things and it's like as if, you know, God could never ever love me anymore. When in reality, he's always loved them. You know, he doesn't like what they do. But that spirit was renewed. That thing that's real, the real me, has been renewed. Praise God. As we realize that spirit has been totally renewed and the enemy can't get at it, we can start getting an understanding of how we grow in Christ, how we go on. These beautiful words that we've read there. How we can go on for in this intimate relationship with Jesus. I want to be one of his special ones. We are, all of us who've been born again, we're special ones to him. I want to be in his boat. I want to be listening, you know, to what he's saying. You know, I want to be understanding when he said, like, have you still got no faith? Can you not believe? You know, I want to be one that says, yes, Lord, I can believe. I want to be the one that lays my head on his chest and says, I trust you implicitly, Father. You know, I trust you with my life. I trust you with my tomorrow and my next week and my next year. Even with the threat of inheritance tax, Lord, I'm going to trust you. You know, so many of these things we read about, you know, can bring fear, grip us. What happens if I lose my partner? How much am I going to have to pay out? You know, these things, you know, that we just need to know that our spirit is safe in his hands. You know, he'll take us through. He'll get us through the situations when we're in the boat with him. I don't want to be outside of the boat unless he calls me to walk on the water. And then pray God I'll be brave enough and have faith enough to do it. You know, I felt we have as a church. We've walked on some water over the last few years. And God's brought us through. Rejoicing. We've lost a couple on the way. You know, and I just remember when Jean and Roger died, you know, it was just such a blow. We'd never known anybody die. in church, but we grew up through it and we grew on through it, and we're able to stand up and meet that situation head on, and God took us through. You know, we get through these situations with Him, you know. But we listen to the enemy. He says, oh, here we go. You're all old. You know, you're getting older. You know, they suspect this now, all this stuff. No, 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 no. No, it's not. It's not trusting. You know, I've got years left in me yet. You know, years left in me to keep spouting off at you and whatever else. And seeing you rise up and you start spouting off at others. And there's this faith that is just solely based on the fact is that my spirit has been set free. I have the mind of Christ within me. Even when it doesn't sound like it, you know, just sort it out, move on. Go on with it. And my brother-in-law in Canada would say, build a bridge, get over it. You know, sometimes we do. Sometimes we destroy bridges. You know, because we want to stay in that place. Encourage your church to move on. Build a bridge, get over it. Go on to where Jesus wants you to be. So often we're moved by what we feel or what we see. So you used to sing a song about it years ago. I'm not moved by what I feel or see. You know, sometimes we sing it, we don't even believe it. We're singing those words, we don't believe it. We need to believe it. You know, I'm not going to be moved by anything that happens. And yet we are. But don't beat yourself up. Just know, you know, I have the mind of Christ in this. Father, just teach me through this situation. I want to come out stronger. I want to come out rejoicing through this. So often we are moved by what we feel or see, but we should be allowing the Holy Spirit to move us. Oh Holy Spirit, move our hearts that we can see you, sense your presence, know you're there, know the reality of a life and a relationship, intimate relationship with you. I believe sometimes the Lord bangs a big drum, you know, and says, don't do this, and we do it, you know. You know, what does he have to do to bring us into that place? Let me just read you a few verses from 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Will you bless me? Corinthians 2:16, it says these words, we do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age, all of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. No, we declare God's wisdom, a mystery that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before time began. None of the rulers of this age understood it, for if they had, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. However, as it is written, no eye has seen, what no eye has seen, what no ear has heard, and what no human mind has conceived, the things God has prepared for those that love him. You know, God has prepared so much for you. Things you can't even think about or dream about or even imagine this morning, Father has prepared for you. Wonderful, wonderful words for those that love him. These are the things God has revealed to us by his Spirit. I want to know these things. I want to know what he's revealed. I want to know the things he's got prepared for me. They're all in here. I'm not party to them yet because I haven't been in here enough. I haven't spent time enough. You know, oh Holy Spirit, reveal. Comforter, reveal to me these things. It says here in this verse, the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. For who knows a person's thoughts except their own spirit within them? In the same way, no one knows the thoughts of God except the Spirit of God. What we have received is not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, so that we may understand what God has freely given to us. This is what we speak, not in words taught us by human wisdom, but in words taught us by the Spirit, explaining spiritual realities with Spirit-taught words. The person without the Spirit does not accept the things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. The person with the Spirit makes judgments about all things, but such a person is not subject to merely human judgments, for who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. You know, words of scripture there, you have the mind of Christ this morning. Whether you understand it or not, he has put that within you. His Spirit, your spirit, is as new as it ever will be new. It has changed on the day you said, Jesus, I believe in you. I want you in my life today. that very moment, although nothing externally changed, and I've been the sort of same shape all my life, you know, I didn't suddenly become a super bodybuilder for God. I became just me, but something happened inside. Something drastically different happened in my spirit that day, and I became a new person in Christ. The devil can't take that away from me. He can't take it away from you. But we can talk ourselves out of understanding. You know, I want to be sat around the fire with Jesus. I want to be poking the coals and listening to him talking about what happened today. Wasn't it brilliant? God, did you see him just reach out and touch that man? Did you see that? Totally, he was cleansed and healed. And wow, like, you know, it's amazing being around the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And that's what God has for us, every one of us, today. He has that. He's put a new spirit in us, and we have his mind. And he says, like, you know, go and make disciples of all nations. You know, pray for them. Raise the dead. Yeah. But when that, if it ever happens, we'll rise to that. And we'll stand in the gap. And we'll pray for that situations. But we are constantly bombarded with stuff. Stuff that's going to take our minds off the truth. I encourage you today, church, don't get distracted by soulish stuff. By the stuff that would get in the way of realizing who you are in Christ. It is that rubbish that Paul speaks about. He said there in Philippians 3:7-8, he says, he's got no confidence in the flesh. I've got no confidence in me, in the stuff that I come out with. You know, and one place doesn't he talk to them? He says, like, you know, I haven't come out with any eloquent words today for you. I've come out with just what's in my heart. This is the real me speaking today. You know, the enemy will stop at absolutely nothing to take your mind off him, to take your gaze off the word of truth. And God's word wants us to get our gaze firmly planted on the Saviour. The enemy would just turn us around and say, look at the mess. Look at the mess your life's in. Look at the mess your family's in. Look at the mess your situation's in. Your daughter's never got saved. She never will do. You know, how do you expect your son to be saved? Look at the way you behaved, you know, when he was young. All this stuff, all this rubbish whispers into our hearts. And say, no, devil. You know, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. My spirit has been set free. I am a new creation in him. I am new. Everything about me is new. You know, yes, I may be exhibiting still some of the old ways, but God is changing those ways. Bit by bit, little by little, moving forward. I'm taking ground. So many songs have been written about this sort of thing over the years. The good news, as I said, is that we can start renewing our minds today. If you've drifted away from the word, drifting away from prayer, and all of these things are ways that God can just speak his heart into us, whisper into us, bring us back to the reality of our salvation. You know, if we've gone off track today, if we've never really sort of realized how important this word is for us, then today I want to just give opportunity right now at the end as a finish off now. You know, it's time to forget about all the mistakes and the failures, the wrong decisions we've made, the lies that have been said by the enemy, the lies we've spoken. You know, it's time to lay aside that dastardly thing that we've done that God could never forgive. Oh, that we would believe the lies of the enemy. You know, today is a day that we can make a fresh start on the road of discipleship. You know, I want to be a true disciple. I don't want to be someone who just reads the book. I want to be somebody who follows the man. I want to be somebody who's in the boat with the man, sitting around the fire with the man, talking with the man, sensing his real presence in my life. That's the relationship I want to have with Jesus. I want to have a relationship with him that I never believed possible. And every one of us today can have that relationship with Christ. I just want to just ask you to stand with me, everybody, this morning. I just want to lead you in a just simple prayer, then we're going to break and we're going to have teas and coffees and fellowship together. Just stand with me as I say this prayer. And if you've never prayed this prayer, pray this prayer this morning. It's not a prayer of salvation, because I believe I'm talking to a crowd of people this morning that have made commitments to Jesus. But I just want us to say together, say an amen to me as I finish this prayer. The prayer goes like this. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that your word tells me that I have the mind of Christ. Even if I struggle in understanding this, open my heart, Lord, and my eyes and my mind to the truth of your word. Thank you for renewing completely my spirit and for making me righteous in your sight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for revealing the truth to me. Help me as I let go of those things which really don't matter in my life. Teach me to sit at your feet and worship you in spirit and in truth. Amen.